DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast. Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Rice.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Alternative Facts Podcast.
Yes, we know that there's a lot of factual podcasts that you can listen to. We appreciate you taking the alternative.
Choosing us, because when there is one fact, that one really has more than one truth to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are facts and there are alternative facts, and we just want you to know all the facts.
Yeah.
Real
not
and alternative.
Just the ones that are rooted in, like, you know, reality and proof and verification. I mean, there are facts out there that exist solely in the ether of potential.
Gravity is a lie.
Science only gives you one half of the... just gives you half of the story.
Yeah. Our reptilian overlords have created... gravity in our hollow earth to keep us to this shell of a planet.
Well, if I may expand on that alternative truth, it's a combination of the lizard people working in tandem with the sneaker companies across the world. The sneaker companies obviously are shill for the Illuminati, which have been they long ago realized that barefoot people are people that are a danger to truths everywhere, be them real or alternative.
I can't do this anymore.
The liberals want you to believe that the Earth rotates around the sun. Nay, I say, nay. That is an alternative fact. Really,
the Earth cannot rotate when it is flat.
Yeah, clearly. Hmm. I mean, does it like? Is it like a pizza or is it like a frisbee? Does it like oscillate? As opposed to spinning? I mean, honestly,
I don't think your agenda here of saying that the Earth is round at all.
Oh, that is not so factually true at
the
all.
The Earth is flat and rhombus-shaped.
It has edges. Ooh. Come on, people.
Yes. And if you get too close to that edge, you will fall off.
Yeah.
I would say alternative edges.
Ooh.
Can we agree on that?
Yes, I'll concede you that point.
I appreciate the concession.
I cannot believe that we've gone almost 3 minutes on faux alternative bullshit.
Delicious faux bullshit.
I know I badmouthed her last week, but Kellyanne Conway is a gift from God. Alternative facts.
She does have
I can't believe that she actually said that.
We should probably introduce ourselves.
With a straight face.
Oh, fuck it. Eh. If they're listening, they know.
They know.
And they're
our one
ashamed.
Listener. Yeah. No, our one listener's getting a kick out of it.
And the tragedy is, though, I mean, obviously, alternative truths. I mean, there's no way
you
can define that.
No, facts. Alternative facts.
Apologies. Alternative facts. Because truths are irrefutable. They are truth. They are based in, you know, that which is can be proven and, you know, with inalienable rights and what have you. But they can flat out say, no, he didn't lie. You know, this goes back to the political spit machine, which exactly. See, there's no reason to fight, gentlemen. I mean, we'll all get a chance to speak. But no, the spin machine, which has always been a political constant, under normal circumstances, they do a much better job of trying to cover the bullshit. But this is just flat out. You know what? The people that elected Trump are dumb enough that they'll be like, yeah, no. Alternative truths, totally a real thing. Or alternative facts.
That freaking article you sent, Jim, I don't know if you got a chance to read the article that Bryce sent. It was basically a transcript from, was it Fox News?
ABC.
ABC.
An interview
Jesus
that he did.
Christ.
I thought reading it would be better, because I cannot listen to him. I can't. Yeah.
I read it, and I didn't have a chance to, because I wanted to watch it.
I wanted to put a gun in my mouth.
This guy
luckily,
is
I didn't
so
have one near me.
Delusional. He's so in his own
yeah.
world.
Yeah.
My favorite executive order that he signed was not allowing the yeah. USDA to talk to anyone now. Like, yeah. wait.
well, he silenced a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty yeah. much every yeah. agency can't post any
anything.
Scientific facts or anything.
This is essentially how Nazi Germany started.
The only people that should be using social media are myself and Carrie Ann Conway. We are the only two people that are allowed at this point in time to use social media whatsoever. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
No, people, we are seriously, this is the beginning of
the worst presidency in history.
Well, the worst presidency, but this is how rights get taken away.
This well, I mean, he's already silenced the media, so, I mean, there goes the freedom of press. He's already gone ahead, and he's going to push forward with Standing Rock and make sure that the pipelines go through. So there goes, and there's actually, there's debate on the floor of either the Senate or the state legislature that says it would be okay to kill or injure protesters that got in the way of the construction vehicles once they are in place. I mean, seriously, you're going to kill people because of a protest of land which doesn't belong to the government in the first goddamn place.
Yeah.
It belongs to the Native fucking Americans. And like as if raping them for 250 some odd years, not bad enough. Let's go ahead, now that they're comfortable again.
Hey, man.
Let's
hey,
go ahead
hey,
and get
hey,
them more fuck you.
I can't stand listening to this any... He is making America okay. great again.
Sure.
One Cheeto tan at a time.
I want to know how long it is before people like us, people who disagree with everything he does, are put in concentration camps.
His approval is starting to go yeah. down even more.
This is,
you know, I mean,
he's not even a full week in yet.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, but with Bush, I mean, there was some semblance of reality. You know, I mean, Bush might have been a complete and utter mongoloid when it came to governing any kind of, you know, when you can't keep an oil company going in Texas, obviously you're not the brightest, you know, bulb
Trump
in the
knife lived
drawer.
In Trump world for so long that yeah. he can't discern between what's real and what's, you know, what is real in his world. He's making Trump world a reality. He's spreading it out. But the problem is Trump world doesn't work for 99.9% of the country.
No,
the problem
is
so many Republicans were anti-Obama, and they've got so much power right now that it's going to take a while before they, you know, the ones that have, you know, should, to look up and go, maybe this has gone too far?
What's it going to take for the Republicans to turn on one of their own, which is not traditionally a Republican move? Usually they will do everything they can, even into the world of the ludicrous, to protect and, you know, maintain solidarity with one of their leaders, even when they are completely and utterly a disgrace to not only the station, but to human beings as a species. I think what Trump did was he aligned the mirrors of the god Narcissus in such a way as to open a doorway from Trump world into our world. And now, much like in the documentary The Avengers Assemble, there's a huge hole in the sky wherein which demons are being shat upon the earth. Only problem is we don't actually have an Avengers team that can go
fight them
toe-to-toe. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I assume that you're going to see, like, you know, public hangings of, you know, Robert Downey Jr.
See,
and
I think
Scarlett Johansson.
I think we've got the makings of a good Avengers team right here. I mean, clearly, Jim, you are the Hulk, big, angry monstrosity that just a rage machine.
Don't make me hungry. You won't like me when I'm hungry.
Trump's trying to make everybody hungry.
Whereas Bryce, you're kind of yeah. like a mix between Captain America and Hawkeye. Like, you've got dead aim. And you inspire others to follow you, because if they don't, they will be killed.
American Hawk.
And
James, you kind of have like a...
I'm kind of like... What's the agent's name? The one who got killed? Yeah, I'm the Agent Coulson. I am the cannon fodder.
We send you out first.
I try and act tough, but ultimately I get myself killed.
No, you're like a temp, an office temp, but with superpowers.
I am a very poor man's Iron Man. I am aluminum
tin man. Can
man. I just wrap myself in aluminum foil.
There's a brand on your ass that says made of 100% recycled materials.
Well, out of all of us, I think both Bryce and Jim are actually prepared for a fight. Jim, you've got your Wolverine claws. Bryce,
yeah.
You are the Punisher. You've got guns everywhere. And I am I am Squirrel Girl.
No, you've got swords. You've got airsoft guns. I mean, you got Nerf guns.
I'm a
like
poor man's Deadpool.
Well,
so. Yeah. I've got the sword.
You're sickly.
I just need to get real guns because, let's face it, airsoft is not going to... I shoot a couple guys with airsoft guns. And,
like,
ow,
what the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck? And that distracts them so I can get close enough to stab them with my real swords.
You're not Deadpool. You're Sick Puddle.
Sick Puddle.
Yes. Uses the power of annoyance to inflict vengeance.
I think we just named today's episode Punisher,
Alternative Helmet.
Punisher, Wolverine, and Sick Pool.
Yeah,
the alternative
I'm more like
Avengers.
Incredible Bulk. No, I'm the Incredible Bulk. Bryce is Captain Hawk.
Captain Hawk,
and I am
Sick Pool.
And you're Sick Puddle. Yeah, Sick Puddle. You're
Sick
not quite
Puddle.
A pool yet.
I like. I have lost weight, so I am more of a puddle.
There you go. Problem solved.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Is there any... I mean, the thing is, like, is there anything else to talk about? I mean, I know we want to do a show that's, you know...
Well, guys,
you know,
I was thinking that maybe it's about time that we shared with our audience some of the alternative facts about members on this show.
Oh, okay.
You know, for instance... We've said that Jim is in Pennsylvania all this time. The alternative fact is...
Gitmo.
Jim is in Gitmo.
Yeah.
Running...
Gitmo, New Jersey, which is very... It's very similar to the actual Guantanamo Bay. The difference is there's a much worse view from my cell than there would
of Trump
be
Tower.
In scenic...
Well, another alternative fact is Jim also runs a fighting ring at Gitmo, New
For
Jersey.
Toddlers.
Yeah,
toddler
for
fight
toddlers,
club. Baby fight club, yeah.
And he sells the videos online.
Yeah, it's Baby Fight Club predominantly, and the first rule of Baby Fight Club is, well, it doesn't really matter. You can't talk, so you can't really talk about Baby Fight Club anyway.
The first rule
of
Baby Fight Club is be adorable.
Yeah, is learn to talk, and then rule number two is. Never talk about Baby Fight Club. So. Yeah, it's an alternative fact about me. I do not have venereal disease. Alternative fact.
Do you have an alternative fact about Bryce? I was trying to think of one.
Yes. An alternative fact about Bryce is Bryce does not have a tramp stamp. It's an alternative fact. Totally alternative.
Completely alternative.
You know,
yeah. There's nothing back there.
Yes, there is no tattoo on the small of Bryce's back that looks like the four members of Kiss. I apologize. I take that back. It's the four members of the Monkees with Kiss makeup on them, which is just really. I don't even understand that one. Alternatively, if it were true,
that would be weird. But it's not. That's an alternative fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alternative.
Do we have any alternative facts about James? Other James?
Bryce, you haven't given one.
I think I gave everything I had when we started. It hurts to try and come up with something stupid.
Well, here's an alternative fact about James.
Maybe he should go into government.
He is filthy rich. Just rolling in cash. And whores. Cash, yeah. Whores, and cocaine. Every day, I...
Scarface it up.
Yeah, big time. I test all my products.
And then you dive into a gigantic pool, a la Scrooge McDuck, except instead of it being full of money, it's full of whores.
Whores.
So you're trying to swim through this huge mosh pit
of coked out whores. It's all fake lips and fake tits everywhere.
Yeah.
And I keep them all in a giant vat.
Yeah. Which. I mean, and this is sort of like a peek behind the mask here of James, alternatively, of course. The giant vat of whores needs to be turned kind of like a compost pile, because you got the dead whores on the bottom. You gotta replace them. Yeah, you gotta kind of like sift them out a little bit. You gotta get them up to the top and pulled out, and then they get tossed, you know, into a giant dead whore pile.
You really don't want to dive face first into a dead whore. I'm just, mm-mm. You know.
You should.
Alternatively,
yes. See, they're not dead. They're alternatively living.
Little known alternative fact about Big Jim.
He was
actually up for the role of Wolverine in the original X-Men.
It's alternatively true.
But he was beat out because Hugh Jackman gave better head to the producer.
That is alternatively true, I would say. We all know the real facts, but again, I will digress. There's an alternative fact about James also. He had a Siamese twin when he was born, partially ingested, partially absorbed Siamese twin.
He nursed golemed that shit.
There was, yeah, James was, there was a documentary made about James, alternative documentary, I should say. Made about James when he was first born, called Basket Case.
Yes.
Where he actually eventually cut off his twin.
Yeah. I will confirm that is alternatively true.
And alternatively true also that that twin that was severed from James's, I think it was right hip or left hip, I'm not sure which, alternatively, that twin or pile of genetic goo later went on to become...
President of the United States.
Well, I was going to say Ryan Seacrest, but I mean, we all know it's the same person, alternatively.
I have an alternative fact about Bryce. You may or may not know this, but it is alternatively true that the cure for cancer resides, all forms of cancer resides in Bryce's bloodstream. And once a month, he goes to Sweden to have that blood drained and stored away, because he just manufactures blood like you would not believe. So he
just manufactures alternative blood?
Yes.
like kind of,
yeah.
Okay.
And the cancer-curing blood is stored in a facility in Russia. It gets taken from Sweden to Russia. And that's why Vladimir Putin is as big and strong as he is, because he dines every night a big bowl of borscht and a glass of Bryce's blood.
Oh, Bryce blood. Yeah. Interesting.
It goes well with borscht. It's just delicious.
Well, I mean, what doesn't? let's just be honest with that. Our borscht love knows no boundaries. So alternative truth about me was recently I was involved in a four-way sexual encounter.
Three mirrors and yourself do not count. Alternatively.
Well, I had six hands, so I mean, that was kind of impressive. But no, it was myself, alternative Kat Denning from Two Broke Girls. She's the brunette with the gigantic boobs.
Who doesn't want a piece of that?
Also, I'm saying, just like a healthy slice. Lucy Liu, because I've always had a flair for brunette actresses. And the third member of our foursome, I should say, was Kellyanne Conway.
Okay, see, I feel like the last bit is actually true.
I can see that.
and it was just hate fucking.
Oh. Yeah, seriously, the three of us didn't actually have sex with each other. We just all put on strap-ons and took Kellyanne to task. At one point, one of the ladies, I believe it was Kat, was addressing Kellyanne from the rear, while Lucy Liu, with her strap-on, was coming at Kelly from the mouth, and they held her up like an ear of corn, alternatively.
Again, I feel like, with the exception of Kat Dennings and Lucy Liu, part of this actually happened. Jim met Kellyanne in a bar. Jim's girl said, "You must." And Jim just hate-fucked her in the bathroom. He didn't rape her, just hate-fucked her.
Well, I mean, to call her mouth the bathroom is a gross disservice to bathroom children.
It's disrespectful.
Bathrooms actually serve a legitimate... bathrooms serve a legitimate purpose, whereas Kellyanne really doesn't do anything but be a storage container for shit and piss.
And the whole time he was railing Kellyanne, he was screaming at the top of the lungs, "This is what's coming for you, Sarah Palin."
In all honesty, would we be any worse off with Sarah Palin as president and/or vice president?
At this point, I'd say we'd probably be better off.
At least we know her agenda.
Well, she doesn't have an agenda. She's just crazy.
Well, that's the problem with Trump is he doesn't have an agenda.
No, Trump's got an agenda.
Stroke his ego.
Stroke his ego and destroy Obama's legacy. Like, that guy is a racist and a half. Like,
well,
he hates anyone who isn't
pee on
orange.
A bed that he slept in. So.
Did you guys see the meme? Like, this has been going around all week now, this whole free Melania thing.
Yeah.
Like, this meme, like, he's turning around in his chair and she's, like, petrified. Do you get the sense that maybe he might be, like, abusive to his spouses? Like, I feel like...
I wouldn't doubt it. He thinks that he can do
anything.
Well,
to be fair, if you got slapped in the face with a hand that small,
I don't think that counts as assault.
I mean, really. It's like, oh, I was physically assaulted with a Nerf bat. I'm like, well, I mean, there's only so far that...
He can't get his hands around a Nerf bat.
Yeah.
His fingers won't reach.
Honestly, I don't think it's more of a racial thing with Trump, just because he's so delusional that for him, it doesn't just go beyond... It doesn't go... the difference between races isn't enough. It's more about success and who was a bigger success. And obviously, Obama will be, and, you know, at least for 8 years, was doing a job that Trump could never do if he had a million lifetimes.
But just...
So
the thing is like...
His desire to want to get rid of all the things that Obama has created and put his own face on it, regardless of whether it's good or worse. Obviously, he's always going to think what he does is better.
Oh,
but the fact that anybody might cheer for Obama, even a little bit, means that he needs to just shit all over everything that man created for years.
How long before Trump's face is on Rushmore?
Probably never.
Or better yet, he just has all the president's faces painted orange.
It's going to be huge.
You know? Mount Trumpmore will be next to Mount Rushmore.
And it'll be bigger.
It'll be
no, he won't. He big. Won't. Yeah, he won't put his face on there because he can't.
He doesn't want to share.
Yeah.
It'll be the four faces of Trump.
I gotta say though, if I agreed with his plan for the wall, to build a wall, I would say the plan to make Mexico pay for it is kind of genius, and that's like, so like. Supposedly, Mexicans come here, they build a life, and then they start sending money back to Mexico to their families and stuff. So he's proposing like a huge tax on that. So in a way, Mexicans are paying for the wall.
Yeah.
I thought he was proposing a tariff.
Yeah,
it's a tariff, but it's also like a tax. Like,
well, this must be another plan because his original... The last idea they floated around yesterday was a 20% tariff, which means anything that comes in from Mexico gets taxed 20%, which means they raise the prices of everything and we pay for the wall twice.
Nice.
So.
Yeah, because, I mean, as we learned in the movie Contact, why spend, you know, a shit ton of money on building one thing when you can, you know, pay for it twice? You know, I mean, if you're already fucking, you know, the people of a country.
I think I'm starting to understand why so many of his businesses fail.
Because he's a terrible
businessman.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, and in, under normal circumstances, what he would do is he would cock up a deal so badly, and then right before it just would go under,
he would dump his money.
He would file for Chapter 11 and cut himself.
Well, he would.
You can't do that with the country.
Yeah, he would.
No, you shouldn't do that with the country. But he clearly can.
Yeah, he would leave the investors holding the bag when he fucking.
Yeah.
We also on Wednesday we were determined America is now a flawed democracy. We are no longer a true democracy. We are a flawed democracy. Yep.
Oh, it took us this long to figure that shit the fuck out.
Well, they'd been looking at a downgrade for a while, so it's not just because he became president.
No, it mostly comes down to the fact that how many of our people are dissatisfied with the government.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you guys,
let's do the short list. How many people are satisfied with the government? Let's do the short list.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
The greatest government. Right, everybody says
it's
so.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
Huger than my tiny hands.
It's
going to
be the best government on earth. I'm telling you, trust me. I know what I'm doing. I put the Trump name on everything. We're going to call it the Trump House from now on. It's going to be great. No Muslims or Mexicans or black people are ever going to come in. Just white people.
The Orange House.
When you first come in, you're going to get a spray tan. You're going to look just like me. Someone's going to give you a toupee.
Great.
It's going to be great. I've got the
best people working on it.
Once
Trump manages to eradicate term limits so that he can run and be emperor for life, he will have everybody in this country herded into Trumpification camps.
Everything will be branded.
Quote, unquote, we'll be trumped up. We will have our heads shaved and given horrible toupees. We'll all be painted orange so that there's no longer a black or a white or an Asian
or a Latin. Have you noticed the orangeness is going away? Like, he doesn't have time to get that spray tan anymore.
He's got better people to do his makeup for him now, so he can appear more human.
Can he get somebody to actually get his clothes to fit him?
No.
No. There's only so much they can do.
They can only do one miracle at a time.
Well,
right?
And the thing is you got to remember, his clothes not fitting him are on him because he goes and gets all his suits tailor-made.
He should fire his tailors. Throw him into the Sarlacc.
No, because then he'd have to pay him.
Plus that sack of used condoms and syphilitic scabs he calls a body. There's only so much you can do with trying to dress that up and make it look pretty. So,
oh man, V for Vendetta had it right. People should not be afraid of their government.
Yeah.
Government should be afraid of the people. And right now, we are terrified of our government, and we need to turn that around.
Did you hear that Amazon sold out of 1984?
Really?
Yeah. they were sold out.
It's now considered an informative video.
It's going to be banned.
Now everyone's trying to get Animal Farm.
Yeah, I would. If I ever had a chance to meet Donald Trump,
first of all,
I'd have to get wildly drunk to be able to do this. But just to be in the same room with him and not just pull his dick off and beat him to death with it, and that would take a while considering how small his dick is. But no, I would love to.
It looks huge in his hands.
Yeah, I'd like to have him autograph a copy of 1984.
How did George Orwell know to write this about you?
Ah, Jesus Christ!
Yeah. I'm friends with James Orwell. We go back we go back a long time. No, in all sincerity, like I've often wondered, you know, should it come to the, you know, the point where, because I've heard you know talks about him about Trump actually calling active military to be to come back to America as and basically serve as like a police force, basically, you know, turning us into like a military nation or whatever, however it is that you phrase that. the thing is, like, how is it that you're able to justify in your own mind, if you're in the military? I mean, I've never had any issue with the troops or the military as a group. My issue is always with the rich sacks of shit that send these men, women out into other countries to kill men, women, and children indiscriminately, and, you know, come home broken and then not even be given the goddamn courtesy of proper medical care or treatment. And they never, the rich that never risk their own family, that never risk their own friends, that, you know, they always have this security bubble around them, and shame anyone that ever tries to call them out on this, this bullshit. You know, how is it that these military people can look at themselves in the mirror and be like, I'm defending what's right. I'm doing what's best for the country that I love and I care about. How is it that these people can't see that the things that they're doing are, like, for the worst possible reasons and the worst possible people, and screwing over the people that genuinely care and love for them, you know, in the first place?
I read an article that kind of gives me a little bit of hope about the military. So basically it was saying that Trump needs Mathis more than Mathis needs Trump at this point. Because
Judge Mathis? Yeah,
Jim Mathis.
Judge Mathis.
Yes.
Love him.
Daytime judge.
So awesome.
Going to the Supreme Court.
Fuck real.
No, but basically the Secretary of Defense generally gets kind of left alone by the presidents. And while he's the only one that Mathis will have to answer to, Trump needs him, and they don't want to start butting heads. So there's been from what people have said, he's been a totally different cabinet pick than anybody else that Trump has chosen, in the fact that he's actually trying to do his job correctly. So I have a little bit of hope on that side, but just a little.
It's I feel like, and I've said it before, but I feel like these are the end times. Like, and I hoped I would be long gone before the end times happen, but because I don't want to witness that. But having Trump as president has opened our country up for so many bad things.
Not just from the outside, but from the inside as well. I mean,
if our government is as destabilized as it's becoming, that totally opens our country up for invasion. Yeah. And we've got a lot of enemies right now. China is not happy with us. North Korea fucking hates us. The Middle East fucking hates us. We're looking at the possibility of a new axis of power. And if those countries got together, why couldn't they invade us? We're too busy looking inward at all the shit going on here. We'd get fucked.
Yeah.
North Korea has nukes. I'm not sure if China has nukes, but China has.
China definitely does.
China's
got
a huge army, too.
With North Korea, they would definitely have a hard time getting them to us, and more than likely they would explode on launch.
Of the nukes, yeah, but if they got together with China, and China's not happy with us right now because of all the shit Trump's pulling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, all of our allies are kind of abandoning us right now because of Trump. I mean, we've stomped.
Yeah, who'd want to stand with him?
Exactly. America's stomped on a lot of people's toes over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, let's not have alternative facts here.
Don't sugarcoat it, damn it.
Middle East, big time, we have stomped on them.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And,
well, and he even...
Well, it's not like we dropped nuclear bombs on, like, two of their major cities. Like, oh, wait. Well, that was in Japan. That's right. I'm sorry.
Well, and Trump has kind of said we should have taken their oil, and basically said that we'll probably have another chance to do it again.
Yeah.
That would fucking piss me off, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where my country's money comes from.
It's just
there was something I saw in the news rather briefly, and it was a tweet sent out by someone in Russia, some high-ranking government official, that basically, and I'm paraphrasing, of course, said that
in 140 characters or less.
Not even that many. It was something like America is ours, Trump. Something like, you know, we have Trump, America is ours, or we have America, you know, something along those lines. Basically, you know, basically saying it out loud that, you know, they helped put him in power because, I mean, shit, you know, somehow there's some obvious dealings going on and no one's doing a damn thing about it.
Oh, why should they?
You know,
they actually, Russia just started arresting a lot of their cyber security teams, their own.
Yeah.
Like, basically their own hackers, they've started arresting them. Now, the question their people are asking are they trying to hide something?
Oh, I think so.
No.
Russia
hides
something.
Well, and see, here's the thing. And we were I was talking about China and Korea and the Middle East. If Russia is, in fact, behind this, it's because they wanted a door open so they could invade America.
I don't think that they're trying to invade. They just want power over our country. They're not going to invade.
Oh, and they've
us.
Got it right now.
And that's exactly what they want. They want a president that they can pull the strings on him some.
Yeah, and let's face it, Trump is a puppet.
Yeah.
He is the biggest fucking. He follows the dollar, and his ego is inflated. So he's. I said it before. He lives in Trump land, and he's going to justify everything. You could present him with all the best facts.
Alternative facts?
He'll turn them facts. Into alternative facts.
I'm going to present you with some non-alternative facts.
Look, facts are facts.
Yeah.
If it's an alternative fact, that's
it's a
fucking
lie. Like the
millions
of illegal voters.
Oh, that one? Yeah.
You know what
I
would fucking love? So he's basically said they're going to investigate.
No, they're voter not.
Fraud. He did. It's a waste of money to begin with, because there's like a few cases, and everybody voted for him illegally, so he's stupid. How funny would it be if they investigate it, and they find a ton of voter fraud, and he loses the election? So technically, he would not be president.
Well, technically, he's not president anyway. No, he's not going to step down. He will never resign. He will never step down, because that's a blow to his ego.
Yeah.
His ego will never allow him.
His brand is winning.
Exactly. Trump will never step down. He will never resign. Because his ego will not
let him.
He's never
going to
let you down. Oh, he'll let you down.
He's definitely going to give you up.
He's going to give you up.
Yeah. He's going to run around and desert you.
But the problem is, and someone brought this up to me, and I had to counter it. Someone said that he'll be assassinated within 2 years. No. Anyone who could pull it off is too afraid, because if we lose Trump, we get Pence. And you think Trump is scary? Pence would actually straight up be a dictator.
I'm actually unsure, because I used to be more afraid of Pence. But with him, we know his agenda.
Well,
we know what
him,
he wants.
With him, we would actually maybe get a system of checks and balances. And I said this last week. Our system of checks and balances is out of whack right now. We have two of the three branches of government in sync.
Yeah.
We can't have that. Because that's how dictators are made. So, It's very feasible Trump could make himself a dictator. Or, rather, Russia could make Trump a dictator. And then the Secret Service will storm into Bryce's window and assassinate us while we're doing a podcast. Is there someone in your bushes, Bryce?
There's a lot of red dots over there.
Predators are around.
Goddamn predators.
You know, and it just boggles my mind. Like when Bush was in office, I couldn't imagine when he finally left office. I should say I couldn't imagine anything
worse.
Any person within my lifetime. Yeah. I was hoping it would be at least within my lifetime ever being more of a complete incompetent at that job. You know, and it's not just a job. I mean, you are the leader. You are the face of, you know, a very powerful country. The one thing that I've said for a very long time is that the thing that this country needs more than anything, the first step towards making things better here is America needs to learn humility. And that's the one thing that it's never, ever learned. It has done all kinds of horrible, horrible things and never once been like, maybe that wasn't the best course of action.
Yeah. Actually, I take
they'll,
that.
They'll bomb the
there is bomb one the instance, not to cut you off, but there was one instance where America went, probably shouldn't have done that. It was Japan.
We still haven't apologized for it.
Yeah.
Well, we did. We did pay a lot in reparations.
Still haven't taken responsibility for the action, though.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? On behalf of America, Japan, I would like to say,
that's like when
our bad.
Hey, hold on. It's like so when somebody hits their wife or their girlfriend, and then instead of apologizing, buys them something nice.
Exactly.
That's 100% of exactly what the fuck that is.
And that's why, as of this moment, on behalf of my country, Japan. That was on us. We took it too far. We're sorry.
I'm trying to make a serious point here, though. It's like these, you know, until we get to a point where we can actually legitimately call fault on the things that we've done, people are like, well, that's a sign of weakness. No. If anything, a sign of weakness is continuing down a path blindly and assuming that other countries aren't eventually going to be like, you know what, I've had enough of the fucking antics of this shitty country that can't manage its money, can't manage its people, can't manage its government, can't manage anything really about it, and yet somehow just turns its people against themselves by bringing up the most bullshit and ludicrous things while they're basically ripping them off wholesale. You know, when this country can finally be like, you know what, we are going to make amends, legitimate amends, not just throwing money at the fucking problem, money that we don't even fucking have at this point. When we can finally realize that educating our young is more important than arming them when they get to be a certain age and we can send them out to die in a country that has, you know, long since abandoned the same, you know, stupid thought process that we still desperately cling to.
Well, I think you said it right there with educating. Education is shit in this country and it needs to be better. Trump wants to make America great again. You know the best way to do that? Education. Pour money into education. Raise standards of education. Let's start producing smart kids again, because those smart kids will go on to be smart leaders, smart doctors, smart inventors, smart scientists who will not give us alternative facts and maybe find solutions to a lot of problems plaguing this country.
And the reason why that will never happen is because the greatest threat to those that have this country by the short and
smart people,
the people who actually have, no, not smart people, rich people. Rich people that can afford smart people and utilize the things that they have and keep them close to themselves while at the same time dumbing down everyone around them, every generation that comes afterwards, so that the people of this country think that to be a true patriot means to buy a Ford truck, to drink a case of Budweiser beer, to fly a rebel flag on the back of said truck, and to never ever doubt the things that are being done by the government, all the while you're dying slowly from inadequate health care. No one in your family actually bothers to go to college because, well, college is for fags and
for liberals,
for commies,
for fucking liberals,
and for liberals and hippies and people that don't really want to work for this country. I mean, you should get a job at the factory cranking out iPhones for Emperor in Chief. You know, the people, the fuel, the gasoline, oil, military, all these things that could easily be circumvented into reusable, renewable resources so that You know, not only is it better for the country and the planet, but is actually cheaper and you know, will allow us to move forward. Because tobacco and gasoline and fracking and all that shit has such a stranglehold on our government, nothing will ever be done about that until there is a massive, massive bloodletting. And that's what we're really heading towards. I'm not saying that that's what I hope has, you know, that's not what I'm saying I hope happens. I'm saying that that's, at this point, the only way you're going to be able to gut that out of the government and be able to start fresh is by a massive, massive bloody coup. And I don't know if this country has it in them to do it.
No, we're too fat and lazy. I mean, yeah, that's the God's honest truth. We are too dumb. We are too fat. We are too lazy. We are too caught up in our own bullshit and what's on our social media pages to actually do anything to make changes. And really, it comes down to the fact that education is the key to change. Because kids right now don't understand the history. They don't understand how government works. They don't understand any of this. Because as the god George Carlin said, stupid people are easy to control. And the people who have the control also are the richest people because they could afford the best educations.
They can't, aside from not being educated properly, they're not even being taught good morals in that, you know, kids aren't taught to apologize. They're not taught to take responsibility for their actions. Hell, at this point, we're just trying to get them the fuck off their ass for 60 minutes a fucking day to run around and do something that isn't crammed sugar and caffeine down their throats while they're sitting on their fat asses playing, you know, video games and watching TV. Not saying that I didn't do the exact same shit when I was their age, but I also got out and did shit. I also, like, apologized when I did something wrong. I also didn't pick on those that were smaller and weaker than me. And I also learned the value of when you lose, and that makes you want to win more, so you work harder and dedicate yourself to a goal of a positive results, as opposed to just being given a trophy for showing the fuck up.
Yeah.
If you want to be rewarded for something, take your losses, acknowledge them, don't cheat. I mean, these aren't fucking foreign concepts, but the sick, twisted world that we're living in now is one where to even think something that is taking ownership or, you know, basically not being a piece of shit is considered un-American or is going against the things that, you know, you want to be a winner, right? Well, then winners don't do that sort of shit. Winners do whatever it takes to win. No, that's called cheating, and that's horseshit.
Yeah. This... So.
This used to be a comedy show, I think.
I was just going to say, we collectively need to pull the guns out of our mouths.
But it tastes so good. No, this the mess that this country is currently in was 20 to 30 years in the making. We did this to ourselves, and we as a society need to take responsibility for what we've done, pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, and make the changes. Will we? Probably not, because the new iPhone's coming out and I gotta check that out. I mean, that's the sad reality of it. Yeah. It really is, you know? So, I mean, where do we go from here?
I'm trying to fight something here.
You're trying to fight something?
Let's see here.
Patton, up, down, down.
Left, right, left, right.
Patton Oswalt. Patton Oswalt had here it is. Piers Morgan attempted to
I know where you're going.
Usurp the women's test.
Oh yeah, yeah, I saw this.
And basically, and it is quite possibly some of the funniest shit I have ever read. And
oh man, it was so
in
funny.
A time when we all desperately need to find something to laugh about. Patton Oswalt stepped in like the champion boss that he is, and not only completely dismantled Piers Morgan's men's march importance, but also just encouraged like random everyday people to contribute to this
to the stupidity to this of Twitter Piers
feed
Morgan.
That just turned into something that was, well, not just that, but to the stupidity of all those who kind of believe what Piers was saying. I'm trying to get it to load here on my phone, but it's taking me a couple of minutes. But yeah, it's quite possibly one of the greatest trolling moments in recent history.
yeah, I read through some of the comments. It was really funny.
Hey, can we, we're running out of time, but can we address how successful the Women's March was last week?
The biggest march, the biggest peaceful march in the world.
History. History. All over the world. Yep. Not just America, but other countries had women's marches.
All seven continents.
Also, yeah, because Antarctica. Yep. Yeah, that was the best. And I got to say, I don't understand how in 2017 that we are still treating people as second-class citizens.
Yeah.
We are all human. We should all have the same rights and privileges as anyone else.
Bible.
It doesn't matter your sex. It doesn't matter your sexuality. It doesn't matter your color or your beliefs. You are human. You should be treated as human.
It's Stone Age beliefs that still creep in.
And it's people fucked can't up. And in overcome. This, at this point in human history, enough is enough. Rich white guys controlling how other people treated needs to end now.
Yeah, well, the problem is they've had the power for so long. I don't even know how anyone can go about usurping it, because in some it's become kind of like a Kellyanne Conway, where you know you come at them like straight on, and they can somehow find a way to Neo-Matrix kind of bend and contort their body.
That's another thing that,
such a way that
bugs me, is Kellyanne Conway going against women.
There's more than just her.
How can they? How?
Yeah, but she's the loudest mouthpiece.
The only thing that makes me or allows me to kind of make sense of that is the women who are going against the women's marches have never suffered at all. And I can't for the life of me think of a single woman who hasn't suffered in some respect. The only thing I can think of is they didn't recognize it when it happened, and still don't.
They don't understand what it's really about.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
I sincerely think these mouthpieces like Kellyanne and what was the other twat before her? Also, ironically, fake blonde and totally obnoxious. I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Anyway, she not her. She was also a government.
Was it Janet Reno?
No.
anyway, I'm totally blanking on.
Basically, these people, not just women, but these people they go about their shit like on Fox News and everything else the same way that WWF bad guys go about doing their thing, because if you're the hero, everybody cheers for you, but if you're the villain, even more people cheer for you. And in this version, the dumbasses are actually just writing books, and they are getting more and more attention brought to them, so their stock is going up and up and up, regardless of the ludicrous shit. You can't honestly think that she's looking at herself in the mirror saying like, yeah, alternative facts, that's what I truly believe. Like, there's just no way. But she knows if she says it, we're going to be talking about it. Everybody's going to be talking about it. People are going to have to go after her. It's like the old Howard Stern thing. Those that listen will always listen. Those that hate him will listen twice as much because they don't want to miss what they're going to say next.
See, I get the suspicion, though, that she believes everything that comes out of her mouth. Like, not unlike Trump, Kellyanne lives in Trump world. And she's totally been suckered in by the orange hue.
No, she if anything, she's actually even smarter than that, and being able to use him. I mean, she's only interested in advancing one person, that's herself.
Oh, clearly.
You know, she could give a shit about anyone else that shares her chromosomes.
I'm curious as to how long she remains advisor to Trump, because eventually she's going to say the wrong thing and he's going to fire her.
You're fired.
And I'm kind of hoping when that comes out, she writes a tell-all.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, someone's going to throw a bucket of water on her. She's going to melt, and that's going to be
I tried that. It all it did was make her wet and angry. So water doesn't work.
She started turning green.
Well, she's made of ice, so. But no, I am saying again, in 2017, it doesn't matter what you are. You're human. We need to treat
species.
Exactly. We need to treat everyone as the same. Everyone deserves the right to find happiness. Everyone deserves equal pay. Everyone deserves equal rights. I mean...
And there is no alternative to that truth.
Exactly. Thank you for putting an exclamation on that.
Anyway, so I'm gonna close this out with the Twitter feed, or at least some of the highlights from it, so that we can end on some hilarity.
Before you do that, can we promise that next week's show we lighten it up?
We'll try and bring some comedy to it.
Let's do our movie review.
Our movie preview
next year. Next year we will. We will preview all of 2017's movies in 2018.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, Jim. All right, make us laugh.
So Piers Morgan tweeted out after the Women's March as saying, "I'm planning a men's march to protest at the creeping global emasculation of my gender by rabid feminists. Who's with me?" And of course, Patton Oswalt, being the brilliant and opportunist that he is, tweeted back, "Hey, Piers Morgan, I'm at the men's march. Am I at the right Arby's? No one's here. I'm in a Brovary's Not Ovary's half t-shirt." And of course, he follows it up with, "The Park City Men's March is underway. There's only 8 of us, but we're yelling warrant lyrics outside of the Sephora. Thanks again. The men's march is still going strong. We lost Gator and Hank. Got a couple of gout flare-ups. Stewie says we're trending on Gab." And it just blew up into so many other regular people tweeting in. This guy Harley Morrison wrote in, "My wife just asked me to put it on a movie. I stood up and said, 'You do it, hashtag men's march.'" Pim Jetty wrote, "At Tropical Smoothie for lunch, demanding my ranch dressing be a light ranch dressing, hashtag men's march." Other people as well, Spooky Ghost Baby wrote in, "I just farted in this Ann Taylor, hashtag men's march." And it goes on and on and on. There's literally like just days and days worth of it. And then Pierce tries to, you know, calm the waters by saying, "People actually thought I was genuinely planning a men's anti-emasculation march. This is how dumb social media has become." And then, of course, Patton shot back with, "Shut up, you dumb British bull fart." No one thought you were going to do shit about fuck. We just like making fun of you. Pip, pip.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, yeah, fucking Patton.
You know, and here's a guy who's going through a massive loss on his own with his wife and everything else, but he's still managing to somehow reach through all the shit and the muck and the pain and everything else and find some glowing orb of funny, pull it out, and share it with the masses so that we have something that we can continue to be happy about and look forward to. And that, I think, is what this show is longing to do, the exact same thing, which is bring a small light of humor into a very, very dark times that we're all living through today. So tune in next week. We'll try and keep you laughing if you try and keep on listening.
The operative word being try. Guys, that's it for this week. Jim, thank you so much for joining us from Gitmo, New Jersey.
Thanks, brother. Yeah,
Bryce, I know you got to get to Sweden. And I've got a vat of whores and coke to do. So... we'll see you next week.
See ya.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.